VentureCast.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Good day to you. God bless you. Fabulous. That's how today looks on you. Yeah, you look fabulous in today. Thank you so much for being a part of A Big Truth. I'm Pastor Julie Norwood. I just want to pass on to you this blessing. God loves you. He has an awesome plan for your life. And that plan sometimes doesn't look very awesome and it doesn't feel very great, but that's where faith kicks in. We're going to talk about seasons today on A Big Truth, episode 5.
Big Truth.
Big Hope. Big hurts, big chances,
big truth,
big dreams, big goals, big consequences,
big truth.
Big Truth with Pastor Julie Norwood Cooper.
Whether you believe this or not, this is truth from the Bible. The Lord is bringing you into His perfect timing for the new season you are now entering. How can I say that? Because in the Bible, in the book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 3, the first 8 verses, it gives this long list of things that are seasonal in our life, because everything this side of heaven has an expiration date. And so in those seasons that we're in that are really good and plentiful and we're having the time of our life, we want those to last forever, right? And then those seasons of famine, discouragement, oppression, we want those to hurry up and get over. But let me tell you, to everything and every purpose, there is a season and a time under heaven. And the Lord is bringing you into His perfect timing for the new season. You might need to let go of some things from the past to enter into the new. And that's really challenging, at least for me. Challenging to let go of those things that no longer serve me. Those old ideologies that didn't get me anywhere profitable. Those hurts, those betrayals, all of those things that really did happen and it's reality and you can't erase them from your memory and your heart and your life, but it was a season and now you're going into a new season. Maybe you're still in that season and it's hurting and it's oppressive, discouraged. Take confidence that that thing's going to end. It has an expiration date. So you got to prepare your heart for the next new season because the next might be just now. The next might be now. So we can't carry all this old stuff into the new because it doesn't work out very well. I've talked about this before on one of my past episodes, but I really do believe that this is what God wants us to do this season is get ready, prepare. The Lord says this, don't cling to events of the past or dwell on what's happened long ago. Watch for the new thing I am going to do because it's already happening. You can see it. Oh, you have to have on those lenses of faith, but that comes out of the book of Isaiah in the Bible, the 43rd chapter. So, what do you have to do to get rid of that old stuff? I think the very first important pivotal thing is you have to be willing and available. Let it go. Wasn't there a song in a movie? Let it go. Oh, yeah, that's right. There was. Yeah, you got to let it go. Acknowledge it. Maybe even have a funeral for it. Now, don't think about it being weird. But when I say that, what I really mean is maybe you've got to burn that letter that someone wrote you that was really hurtful. Maybe you've got to divorce that conversation that you continually have in your head of how that situation was just so difficult. And maybe you need to forgive yourself. Maybe you made a bad choice. Or maybe you need to forgive someone else. Maybe you need to forgive a group of people. What does it mean to forgive? It means that you release it so it doesn't have the power over you anymore. You take your power back. You take your authority back. And yeah, you still remember those things, but they don't affect you the way that they used to. Ask God to help you do that. It's so freeing to be forgiving. That's really the F word. I'm telling you the truth. Forgiveness is really the F word. We have to embrace forgiveness in our life because if not, it doesn't profit us. You gotta let it go. And so in this new season, God wants to do amazingly different, great things for you. They may not be packaged that way at first,
Even if there's a struggle, even if there's a disappointment and another setback, in that there's greatness because God has this perfect plan for your life. And it's an awesome plan. So embrace every situation, embrace every circumstance because it's seasonal and because God is good and because God is wonderful and He has beautiful things for you. Now, it will challenge you to believe that by faith, and you will have to walk through your emotions. But at the end of the day, the Lord is bringing you to His perfect timing for the new season that you're entering. So do let go of those things from the past that hinder you and perhaps even prohibit you from seeing the new. A long time ago, someone gave me this copy. This is a long time ago, so there were like Xerox copies, right? We have digital now. But anyway, it was an illustration of Jesus facing this little girl, and behind his back, he was holding this really big teddy bear. The little girl was standing in front of Jesus with a little tiny teddy bear, and with the other hand, Jesus is asking this child for the little teddy bear. And this little girl was looking up at him with these really sad eyes, and she was shaking her head no. Now, can you picture that? God has this amazing future, this amazing experience, this adventure behind his back that you can't see. That's figuratively. You can't see it right now because you're not there. And you've got this little thing that you're holding so tightly to your white knuckling it because it's familiar. And it kind of worked, and you'll miss it, and whatever reason, fill in the blanks. And you don't want to give it to him. And he's got his hand out to you, and he's like, can I have that? Can I have that, please? Can you hand that to me? You don't need it anymore. It served its purpose. And you're like, no, I want to keep it. I want to keep it. It's mine. I don't say these things because I've arrived. I've said these things because I'm talking to myself. Julie, let it go. Enter into the new. God seemingly has never failed me in the past, and I know He's never failed you either. When I have failed, God has not failed. And so we can trust Him. And that's really maybe what it's all about, by not wanting to let go of things, is we don't really trust that God's going to replenish it. We don't really trust that God has something better for us. We don't really trust His sovereignty and His plan. We don't trust His timing. We certainly don't trust His provision. So we got to do it for ourselves. But let me tell you something. Our efforts will grow weary, and they have an expiration date. And when that happens, we've got to pick up the trust that we have in God. I truly believe that every moment of this life, this side of heaven, has to be a faith walk. Trust ourselves, absolutely, but we also have to trust God ultimately. And when we trust God, we know that doors are going to open that we never thought we would or could or should open. And that problem that looked so permanent is really only temporary, which means seasonable. That's where trust comes in. That's where faith plays out. That's what life is all about, is trusting. The late, great Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. said, faith is taking the first step when you can't see the staircase. Let me quote it directly. You don't have to see the whole staircase. Just take the first step. MLK Jr. I love studying the life of that man, by the way. The speeches, the strength, the prayer, the dedication, the sacrifice, the love, the commitment. Study MLK. It just will bless you, inspire you, and motivate you, at least me. Anyway, let's talk about this for just a moment. Let's unpack this whole reason why sometimes we don't trust God with everything that's within us. I don't think we think we're worth it. I think that our worth in our minds, perhaps in our perception and our understanding, we think that our worth is dependent on what we can achieve. So here we are just like ants trying to achieve all this stuff in our life. But that's not really true. Our worth is dependent upon who God says we are. So at the end of the day, it's really not about us. It certainly involves us, but it's not about us. It's about God. And so we stay connected to God, we believe God, we trust God, and we go forward in faith. Because you're worth it. Your future is worth it. Your potential is worth it. You're worth it. You have the power. You have the influence. You have the potential to change the world. So pray, be kind, help others, serve, trust God, because the world needs one more better person just like you. So this episode is about seasons, and I have found in my own life when I'm transitioning into a new season or coming out of a season, when I trust God with all of my heart and lean not on my own understanding, I acknowledge Him in all of my ways, it helps. God gives me supernatural release of favor and joy, and God moves swiftly on my behalf because I'm coming into alignment with what He has for me. I'm no longer resisting it. I'm no longer holding on to the things that used to be and longing and lamenting and pining for what was. I'm ready to go forward in faith, full throttle. God, what do you have for me in this new season? Maybe you need to hear this today. You can have what you've been praying for. You can achieve the level that you think you could never achieve. Be humble before the Lord. Don't wait until something happens in your life to humble you. Willingly be humbled before the Lord. Continue to pray, continue to do the right thing, and the right thing will happen. That's probably the best piece of advice one of my mentors ever gave me. Thank you, Bishop Kemp. It's my understanding and my faith dictates that I believe God wants to do something amazing in you. So be ready, be available, and be excited. Show up so God can show out through you. We're spending a little bit of time talking about believing God and believing in yourself. I was scrolling through social media and I saw a Reverend Ted posted this. He said, I was especially tired and depressed yesterday, so I called my mama for some love, and she called me out big time. And she was like, the hardest part of being your mom is watching you do so much good and know that it will never be enough because part of you thinks that you aren't good enough. Wow, isn't that something? Is there a part of each of us that thinks we're not good enough? I would venture to say yes. At least in my own life, those are the parts that you have to divorce. Those are the depressing lies that will hold you back and never allow you to enter into that new season of greatness. It's so hard to love ourselves when we don't believe in ourselves, when we are depressed. Thank God that God loves us and He believes in us. To not leave us or forsake us, but to bring us from season to season to season. I kind of think that Reverend Ted's mom is right, and what a superhero she was for saying that to her son. Sometimes we just need a good dose of truth. We are good enough, and there is enough of God in each of us to continue on strong. Force yourself to see on the other side of where you are right now. There's a new season that's waiting for you. It's got your name on it. Run to it. We're going to land this episode today, but you know, I'm a mom, and as a mom, I can concur that we see our children for the greatness that they are, and it really is painful as a parent to watch your children not realize their potential and who they are. If I feel that as a mama, maybe you feel it as a parent, a grandparent, an auntie, a friend, a bystander. But think about God. He is the creator of each of us. And I'm sure it pains Him when we don't trust Him and we don't trust ourselves because we're harboring onto something in the past that's holding us back and captive and hostage to what used to be, and we can't go to what God has for us. Stay in faith. I pray this episode helped you and you're feeling empowered to let go and let God. Let it go. All right, I'm not a singer. Hey, until next time, know this truth. God loves you and He has an awesome plan for your life. Believe that. Receive that. Own it like a boss. And every single step, know that you're one step closer to what God has for you. The next season is now. Love for you to join my texting community of encouragement right to your phone. All you have to do to say yes to joining my texting community, text Big Truth, that's one word, to 909-500-4495 or check me out at julienorwood.com. Thanks for being a part of Big Truth Podcast. You're awesome.
Hey guys, it's Miriam Love here, and I want to share something very special with you. Check out my new release, All In, the Spanish Remixes, out now on Electric House Records. And always remember, be love, share love, all love. No,
available now wherever you listen to music.
Welcome to Tuning Into Sound Wellbeing, where we harmonise your mind, body and soul. I'm Amanda, your sound therapy expert.
And I'm Stephen, the curious explorer uncovering the mysteries of sound.
Together we explore vibrations, frequencies and the power of sound therapy and tuning forks.
Discover ancient wisdom, reduce stress and tune into a healthier life. Subscribe to Tuning Into Sound Wellbeing today.
Electricast.